Exercise 3. In what way shall a good inventor of hypothesis be guided to his invention? Shall he confine himself only to the hypothesis which, when first he proposes them, seem antecedently probable? If he does this, he condemns himself to relative infertility. For the antecedently probable hypothesis is precisely the hypothesis which lacks any very notable novelty. Even if such a hypothesis bears a test of experience, it therefore adds little to knowledge. Worthless for the purposes of any more exact natural science until it has been duly verified. The hypothesis which is to win in the advancement of science is really great place, must often be at the moment of its first invention an apparently unlikely hypothesis. It must often be a poetical creation, warranted as yet by none of the facts thus far known and subject to all the risks which attend great human expertise in any field. In such a position was Darwin's hypothesis regarding the origin of species through natural selection, when first he began to seek for its verification.